paragraph Vov, Ki mashe kosher limtzoi haderech lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach, Rabbi Nosson says, because this problem that all of us have, that it's so difficult to find how to return to Hashem, how to do real tshuva, ze machmas chet Adam HaRishon. That's the result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, u machmas ribui avoneseinu. And it's as a result of our many sins. Shayidei ze nizbalbalu kol hamakoymois vahadrochem. That messed up the whole address book and the whole telephone book and all the street signs. We're the ones who messed it up. Adam HaRishon and every single one of us with our sins, we make a whole mishka babel of the whole map. Suddenly the whole map gets mixed up. At shekoshe limtsoi haderech lo shevei lo hispora. To the point where it becomes very difficult to find the path, the direction to come close to Hashem. We find David HaMelech, one of the greatest tzaddikim, says to Hashem, Hoireini Hashem Tarkech, Hashem, show me the derech. What do you mean, show me the derech? You're David HaMelech. You're a Rosh Yeshiva. You're a tzaddik, a super tzaddik. You've learned the whole Torah and everything. You know everything, don't you? I do. But the derech is confusing. The street signs are all upside down. And nothing, you don't know which way is up and which way is forward and which way is backward. And he mentions this several times throughout the Tehillim, pleading, begging Hashem for the derech. What's the derech? Ki ikar hatshuva hu lo shuv hadovor lemokoyim shenot al misham. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the main definition of the word tshuva, tshuva means to return. Return what? Return something that has become misplaced. There's something that's not in its proper place, and we have to return it to its proper place. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zarka, we have one of the musical notes that's used in the Torah that looks like an inverted S. The letter S, when you turn it on its side, so it starts in the middle, it goes down, it goes back up, it goes above where it was, and then it comes back to the exact line from which it started from. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that symbolizes tshuva. Bechinas zarko de izderikas la'asar desnatilas mitamon, whereby the thing is thrown back to the place where it originated from. Kamashikosu b'simen lamed hey, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 35 in Likutei Moran. Avol miriboy, I just saw it this Shabbos, one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseis, the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseis, about the prince and the pauper, the exchange children. At the end of that story, they meet up with a throne. They come to a certain throne, and they come to a certain place where they're told everything is upside down. It's the ruler of the country and the country. It used to be called the smart ruler and the foolish country, and today it's called the foolish leader and the smart country. Everything is topsy-turvy. And there's a tzaddik who goes in there to repair it, and he looks and confronts a certain throne, and he sees everything is okay, but he sees in one place there's something missing. There's a certain rose, like a flower rose, that's supposed to be in the throne on top, and it's not there. And he figures, wow, now all I have to do is construct that rose, build that rose, create that rose. But then he looks a little further, and he looks down, 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 and he sees, no, the rose is there. It's just not on top, it's on bottom. And if I just pick up the rose from on bottom and put it on top, it'll be in its rightful place, and everything will start happening, everything will start playing. And sure enough, that's how the story evolves. He finds out that everything, there were like a few different things, the throne, and then there's a bed, and there's a chair, and there's a candelabra, and each thing he just has to move it a little bit. Move this one over here a little, move that one over there, move it, and everything falls into place, and the entire kingdom is rectified. That's this word tshuva, to return everything to its proper place, to return the Jews. Golos, what is golos? Exile. Misplaced. Refugees. The Jewish people, refugees. Misplaced. We're not in our proper place, not in our rightful place. Avol mi riboya voinoisenu koshelonu ma'oid limtsay mekomenu. However, as a result of our many sins, it's very difficult for us to find our place. Where is my place? Leida eich lo shuv el hamokom eshenach tzav misham. To know how to return, how to get back to that place where we were originally carved out from the throne of Hashem. V'zeh sheshoal HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Iyov al shehirer achar midosav yisborach. And this is why in the story of Iyov, when Iyov finally breaks and he starts lashing out at Hashem, Hashem asks him, Eifoy hoyiso b'yosti eretz? Where were you when I first created the world? V'dorosh Rabbi Seinazal, our rabbis expound on that pasuk, and they say, Eifo shelcho heichon hoyiso b'odom arishon? your piece of the pie, where was your piece in Odom arishon? Ki Odom arishon hoyo kolu mikol haneshamos. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Odom arishon was really a composite of all the souls, of all of mankind. V'shalos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem asked Iyov, im yoideya heichon hoyo mekoimoy bekoimos shel Odom arishon. Okay, Iyov, you have all of these smart things to say. Let's see how smart you are. Do you know where you were located in Odom arishon? Do you know where your origin is from, where your roots are from? Ukemuva mize bekisvei Arizal barichus besefer hagilgulim ayin shom. As the Arizal elaborates on this tremendously in the Shar HaGilgulim and in the Sefer HaGilgulim, where he speaks about all the different reincarnations and how all of us date back to Odom Rishon and Cain and Hevel, and how and what happened when Odom ate from the Eitz Hadas. Hainu, sheshoa lo yisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im kvar zocho letshuva shleimo, lo shuv el mekoyim hayishanit el mishom. What Hashem was really asking Iyov was, have you yet succeeded in accomplishing complete tshuva? Because complete tshuva is all about going back to your roots, getting back to your origin. That's why I asked him, where were you at the beginning? Meaning, do you know where the beginning is? And do you know how to attach, how you're attached to the beginning? And since you don't even know your place within the structure of Odom Arishon, you certainly have not yet succeeded in doing a complete tshuva. Because step one of tshuva is knowing your place. First you have to know where your place is, then you have to figure out how to get back to there. But if you don't even know where your place is, you don't even know where you originate from, you can't even start. You certainly have not yet been zeichet to complete tshuva, which means to return to your original position, from which you were taken from, since you don't know your place. And because you have not yet completed tshuva, and because you don't know your place yet, and because of the sin of Adam Arishon, because of all the sins that took place afterwards, because all of that, that's why you're going through all the things you're going through. That's why we're going through all of this suffering. That's why we are refugees. That's why we feel so displaced, so lost. Ki kol ma shehashem yisborach mesaviv im Adam, hakol letoivosoi. Because everything that Hashem does to a person and everything that Hashem puts a person through is all in order for the person to return to the proper path. And Hashem does all kinds of interesting things. And Hashem works out all kinds of interesting circumstances. Who he marries, where he lives, what his parnos is, who he meets up with, all the different things. Kefima shehu yisporach yoideya es mokoim kol echod ve'echod. Based on Hashem's understanding of each and every one of our places, shekamoikein hu tzorech legalgel imoy bigilgulim elu, besiboy seilu. Based on what your place is within the throne of Hashem, based on where your place is within Adam HaRishon, Hashem knows all the different maneuvers he has to put you through and all the different things the person has to go through, b'sibo yiselu, through all of these different circumstances that a person goes through his entire life. And because of the fact that there isn't anyone who knows each and every person's place from beginning to end, from the beginning of creation till the end, that's why we can't understand the ways of Hashem. Why in the world is Hashem putting me through this? Why do I have to move so many times? Why do I have to go through all of these different maneuvers? And that's why it's so difficult to find the beginning of tshuva. Because we don't know our place. We don't know where we originate from. We don't know where we have to get to. Because as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, it's brought that many of his organs fell off, and many souls fell off and got displaced. Like a person's dislocates their arm, you know, a person is exercising, somebody pulls on their arm, and my arm is dislocated. And this one dislocates a leg. And chas shalom, a leg that gets blown off in a war and has to be reattached. The Sifrei Kabbalah described that's what happened. That's the explosion that took place when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. All kinds of things got dislocated and mislocated and relocated. V'nizbalbel mekoyma ma'oid. And everything went out of place. And so too, as a result of all of our individual sins, has all caused this major chalant, this major mishka babel, where everything is out of whack and everything is out of place. Al kein, therefore, ikar tikkun hatshuva yefsher lahaschil kiim al yedei hatzadikim amitiim. Therefore, it's impossible to start the process of tshuva without the assistance of the true tzaddikim. Shehem oichazin bekisei hakavod. They are attached and holding on to the throne of Hashem. Dahainu b'shaloshin neshamas Yisrael. They're the ones who are perfectly attached and connected to the roots of all the souls of Klal Yisrael. Shehem yecholim la'asos Rosh Hashanah. They are the ones who are qualified to make Rosh Hashanah. They are like, just like Hashem is called the place of the world, they are so solidly attached to Hashem that they are also Bechinas Mekoymoy Shaloylam. They're attached to the source of all places. Therefore, and they know each and every person's place. Because they're plugged into Hashem, who is called Mokoim, Hashem is the place of the entire world, and these tzaddikim have nullified themselves to Hashem, therefore they realize the place of every single person. They can look at every single Jew, like the Arizal, the great tzaddikim, and be able to know exactly what tikkun that person requires. Because they know exactly where this person is located within Adam HaRishon, within the throne of Hashem. From beginning to end, v'heim yoidim lasos Rosh Hashanah, and they are the ones who know how to make Rosh Hashanah, shehu yoim medadina, which is a judgment day, lodun es kolechot lekafschus, because these tzaddikim know how to judge everybody favorably, kimavura b'hatorah zos sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the chapter on Likutei Moran.